The fourth game of the Warriors' five-game road trip coming in Cleveland on this Wednesday evening. This is the scene at Shootaround on Wednesday morning. And here's what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr after the morning Shootaround.
I'm always going to think of all the finals games we've played in here whenever I walk into this building. That's what I'm thinking of today, and that's what I'll be thinking of. If I'm still coaching in 10 years, I'll walk in here thinking about those games, because it was a special rivalry, a historic one, unbelievable basketball, incredible level of play, and how could you ever forget that?
Steve, with all that winning that happened during that time, do you have any particular favorite moments with that, just in the immediate aftermath?
I think the first championship will always stand out for me, just because we had never done it before, watching the seconds tick away. JR made like three crazy threes in the final couple minutes of that game. They cut it from about 12 or 13 to 4, if I remember correctly. So we were, we were right there, and all of a sudden it was tenuous. But when the seconds ticked off and we realized, we had done it for the first time, that's something that lasts forever.
Alfonso McKinney will be back for this game?
Yeah, we should talk about tonight's game. Because that's the one that matters now. We're excited to have Zoe back. He's missed a lot of games, more than we anticipated. But he's healthy and ready to go, and we need his athleticism and his energy, and we're excited to have him back.
You said being out that long kind of solidified to him what his role is, to be, a microwave, to be a hot spark off the bench.
Well, he's still, he's still a very, very young player and still growing, still learning, and he'll go through some trying times for sure as the season goes on. But sometimes it's not bad to take a back seat and get a view of what's happening on the floor and get a reminder of what you need to do to help your team win.
Steve, Alfonso's had a few games of shooting some threes. What do you see of his overall potential as a three-point shooter?
I think he can be a very good three-point shooter. He's got good form. He's not shy. He gets the ball up with nice rotation. He puts it on the back of the rim. He's not short very often, which is a good sign. And as I said, he's got a lot of confidence. So, he comes out letting it go, which tells you, he thinks it's going in, and that's half the battle.
You've talked about wanting to get more threes. How much will having him back help with that?
It could help, but I still think it's more about our defense. If you look at the way we've played the last few years, our defense has led to so many transition threes. That's a huge part of our game, and our defense has been lacking all year, and so we're not getting nearly the amount of transition shots that we used to. So it starts with better defense, and then we got to execute a little better in the half court. And I'm confident that we'll get more open looks from out there.
Hey, Steve, when you look at this particular Cavs team this season, what sort of things do you see as far as what they can do well and problems they can pose for you?
Well, they're obviously starting over, rebuilding, and they've got some good young talent. Sexton is a really interesting player, and I've liked Osman the last couple of years when we've seen him. He does a nice job. Tristan Thompson is probably the most difficult guy to keep off the offensive glass in the whole league. But it's a different team. It's a different cast of characters. And, we have to be prepared for what's coming our way. And we know we've got to continue to get better. I thought we played one good half against Atlanta. I'd like to see us play at least three good quarters tonight, hopefully four.
How hard is it to stay kind of, obviously you guys won three out of the last four championships, and this is December, and oftentimes you've been a part of championship teams too. Is there a lull that teams go through this time of year? Not saying that games like this are not significant, but is it kind of a lull that you go through midseason?
I think there's a lull for every team, given the nature of the 82-game schedule. It generally comes to me after the new year. and before the All-Star break. That stretch is always about a 5-6 week stretch where it just feels like you've been playing forever and you've got miles and miles to go. So right now I don't feel that lull. I feel like we're emerging as a different team than we've been the last few years. I feel like we've got a lot of growth ahead of us, and it's an important time with you know, getting healthy now. Steph back, Draymond should be back next week. I feel like this is a key stretch for us the next few weeks where we can reestablish who we are, get back to playing better basketball.